We're going to talk about, Pastor Brad Aller and I today, one of the most innovative and ingenious breakthroughs in missions support that I have known in my lifetime. Don't miss it. Welcome to All Things Apostolic on this Tuesday, October the 8th. Usually you hear me on Monday. That is, that's when they're made. You may hear it at any time. But we're doing it on Tuesday today because we have with us a special guest, Pastor Brad Allard. He pastors in Manteca, California, which isn't too far from here. But he's also the chairman of the board of Seed Giver, which is a missional endeavor that we want to talk about today and that I personally am very excited about. And I am a member of the Seed Giver deal, and I want to tell you how you can be a member too. And it'll end up where he will have to tell you because I'll mess that up. But anyway, we're glad that he's here. And we're glad that you're here. There's a lot of exciting things going on. We had a meeting this morning in which Pastor Allard met with all of the team here at the school at Wilson University, all the administrators and some of the faculty and some just guest people that came in. They heard was meeting. I said, yeah, come on in. We want you to know. And he talked about Seed Giver, and this is just the way I would say it. It is the first breakthrough into global world-class thinking on supplying support for missions around the world that has come on the scene, at least in my lifetime. Now, I know a lot of you are much older than I am. But nevertheless, it is the most revolutionary idea that has come on. It's been vetted, it's been tried. It in the past, in the secular world, it's the systems of it are all proven. It's not anything that's just like, oh, I wonder if this is going to work. It's already working. It's been proven in the hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars in other places. But here is the genius of this. Is that Pastor Allard, who comes from a missionary family, his father was a missionary and a missionary's boy in Africa, and his grandpa was one of the top and most effective missionaries, among the top in the history of the apostolic movement. So we're glad that you're here today, Pastor Allard. We want to talk about Seed Giver. Maybe you could start out by just giving us a little idea of what we're talking about.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me, Bishop. I really appreciate the opportunity to be here today with you and your audience. So Seed Giver is basically, it's a fintech platform. The idea came to mind when I had downloaded and was a user of the Acorns investment platform. And so what Acorns does is it rounds up your purchases, takes that change, puts it into various investment funds, index funds, mutual funds. And so we started to think this would be awesome if we could orchestrate this and make it work for missionaries.
So round up means?
Round up means if you purchase a cup of coffee, let's say for $3.50, it's going to round it up to $4, and then we'll take that 50 cents and we're going to give it to missions.
Got it.
So very simple, nothing crazy about it, but really until modern times, the technology was not there to be able to access the transactional data. Now it's readily available. And so we started to build out this platform starting about 3 years ago, had to wait for our 501c3, put the program through alpha and beta testing, which was, it took a long time, but we wanted to make sure everything worked just right. We figured if we had any kind of error, we would lose people's trust.
Yes.
So we want to make sure that people feel comfortable with the program, and we vetted it. Several organizations have vetted it, and we're so grateful for organizations as well as just men like yourself giving us the thumbs up. And I can indeed confirm Bishop Wilson is one of our users.
Yes.
And so we appreciate you signing up.
It means
the world to us.
Excited.
Yes, sir. But we really want to bless missionaries. At the end of the day, we want to do missionaries, and we want to do missionary projects. Right now, we've raised right at about $52,000 this year, and we're very much still in prototype mode. Mm-hmm. The technology has been proofed. Missionaries are receiving funds currently, but we really envision next year raising probably $1 million in change. So with God's help and with all of your help, we can get there.
Okay, so now here's the exciting part. The exciting part, you've heard the term pocket change. So this is a pocket change deal.
It's pocket change.
And so if I bought something for $1.80, 20 cents, it's going to round up to $2. But the 20 cents is going in, and I don't have to take it out and put it in a piggy bank at home and say, let's see, today I'm going to, and here's, so it'd be 20 cents and so forth. Because probably I'm not going to do that. I mean, on every purchase and everything, I'm not going to keep a little running account here. And I'm not going to look at the statement at the end of the month and add all that up and figure out where to send it and put it in there. Not going to happen. It's too complicated. Life's got enough stuff to do without trying to micromanage the world. So what happens here, now if I understand this right, don't let me say something wrong here, but if I understand this right, once you sign up, you don't have to give your bank statement, you don't have to do any of that. Maybe you can tell us how simple this is just to get into the thing.
Yeah, it's set it and forget it technology. So you go to the website, seedgiver.org, you walk through some basic prompts, you provide a credit or debit card for your account, and then from there, you're set. You don't ever have to think about it again. And every month on your statement, you'll see that Seed Giver is basically rounding up your change. From there, that change is going into the mission fund, and then monthly distributions are made to missionaries. So it's very, very simple. How we're able to basically access that transactional data is that there is a program or there's a provider out there called Plaid. And regardless of whether people realize it or not, just about every major processor uses Plaid to pull those documents or pull those statements so that they can conduct various financial information. So that's a word salad,
yeah,
but
no.
It probably went over most people's heads.
No.
But the reality is the technology is proven. This is how Fidelity does it. This is how Acorns does it. All of these investment programs and other financial platforms, this is how they're pulling all this data. And so we're accessing the same trusted sources. And it sounds probably a little bit more complex, but it's very, very simple, and it's very, very safe.
Yeah, so, but the other deal is like, I've had people ask me about it, which I don't know the back part of it at all, hardly, except what pastors told me here. But I've had people ask me, say, well, that means if they're taking 20%, that means they're going to have to see my accounting, that means they're going to have my bank account, that's going to have my, but there's none of that.
No, we don't see any data at all. There's privacy laws in place. Plaid does not release to us the actual transaction. We don't see where the purchases are being made.
Yeah.
We have no access to any of that, but we do see the amount of money that was spent.
Sure.
Unless you have a cap. So one of the other innovations that we've incorporated into the technology in 2.0 is our users asked for a cap. So a lot of people were having roundups of $125 and they felt like, okay, I really like Seed, but I want to only give $30 a month.
Yeah.
So you can cap your roundups at $30 a month. That way there's never any exceedance, and it's been great for our users.
Yeah. That's super.
Yeah.
That's super. So, when you talk about people's money, we have to be careful about our own money. But first of all, we have a scriptural mandate to do that. And the Bible talks about money plenty times for us to know that it has to be managed, has to be taken care of. However, at the same time, the Bible, we just don't even have time. You'd have to come to a whole lot of ATAs and go to Wilson University to get all of this stuff. But the Bible constantly focuses on a worldview.
Right.
That God is concerned about the whole world. And so it's like I had a pastor tell me here 3 or 4 months ago. He said, I He said, God sent me to my city, and that's my responsibility, is my city. Well, I would agree that that's your first responsibility, but there's not a human being alive that is in the church, that's saved, that's a disciple of Jesus Christ, that their ultimate vision includes any and everybody in the whole world. And so this is a way. We have to find ways. I believe God's going to hold us responsible for finding ways as individuals.
Absolutely.
To penetrate and bring to what we have as an individual to the table of God's global purposes. God is going to hold me accountable for this. And we have parables which show that. So this is an opportunity to do that. Now, let's just talk about exponentially. Let's say that seed giver ends up with 5,000 givers, which isn't very many, because there's a lot of other people out there that will become a part of this. And I certainly think personally that it will be more than 5,000. It's just getting off the ground. It's in the hundreds now. But yeah. But if there were 5,000 givers, so I mean, have you maybe you've got a different number that you calculated? But
I just quickly did the calculation. I didn't want to embarrass myself on air here with you. But 5,000 users, our average donor is giving $31 a month.
Okay.
So it's right at $1.9 million.
Okay.
With 5,000
users. So at 5,000 users, we're at one. So you can see here, it wouldn't take very long. And there are people who have already calculated that they think that just in their group there would be 30,000. You say, well, man, that's a whole lot of money. You got it. That's exactly what we want. We're talking about reaching the whole world. We're not just talking about building a local church. I mean, we spent millions of dollars building our local church, but we got to do more than that.
Well, and I think, Bishop Wilson, I think the key here is this is giving that we're not even capturing right now. Most of us, when we go to Ace Hardware and we're checking out after we've bought some fertilizer or something, we're rounding up for Shriners at the cash register. So the church mm-hmm. is not, or the kingdom of God is not capturing any of this type of giving. We call it second pocket giving. So in your sacred pocket, you're giving your tithe, your offering, your building fund. And then over here in your spending pocket, most of the time, at least in previous generations, there's not been any giving.
That's good.
Now we're able to capture giving from the spending pocket. Every time we swipe our credit card, unbeknownst to us, we're giving to missionaries. And this is really innovative, and I hope people can capture that because it's a little nuanced. But this is giving that most of us are already doing, except it's going in the wrong direction. Now we're capturing it. Instead of Shriners are getting it, or the AIDS hospital, yeah. The missionaries getting it.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I had an old pastor tell me one time, he had a very successful church, one of the largest in his state and one of the largest in that region of the United States. And he also was a leader in missions, a very successful leader in missions. Mm-hmm. And I don't have time to tell the stories of his successes and incredible things that happened in going to foreign fields. He and his church, they were so powerful. But anyway, one day somebody was giving in an offering that was not part of his giving deal, and some of his members in his church was there, and they were giving in that. And somebody said to him, well, there goes part of your missions offering. And he stopped them. And I'll never forget this. He said, no. He said, you've got it all wrong. When people are giving to something that's outside of the structure of your regular program, that is money you're never going to get anyway.
Right.
And he said, if you stop them, the kingdom of God is never going to get it anyway.
Right.
And so I can't think of anything that more matches that statement. And I've practiced that since then. As a pastor for many years, decades, and all of that, I've always tried to stop and think, this is money that God's kingdom's never gonna get if I try to be some kind of controlling autocrat that's fearful that somebody's invading into my church or something. And so this, I would make a plea that this, especially if you're a pastor or a leader, that this is not going to negatively impact the giving. In fact, right. I've never found any giving to negatively impact more giving.
No, you're right.
But this giving is giving that the kingdom of God would never get. And that's part of the genius of it. It's not just the process and the mindless way we can give and just be thankful that we're giving a little along the way, but it is the fact that it's dollars that would never be got anyway. So anyway, I hope you've enjoyed this today. I want you to, if you would, Pastor, tell us in real plain English exactly how our listeners can check this out. Sure. And sign up and everything they need to know.
So go to seedgiver.org. Okay. And we're happy to announce early 2025, an app is coming out, but we're running that through beta right now. So as of right now, seedgiver.org, go there, press round up, or I believe it says start rounding up, click on that. And then what you need to do is go to the bottom of that page and press get started. When you press get started, it's going to ask for your name, it's going to ask for your address. If you would fill all of that in, that would help us. And then most importantly, it's going to ask for your credit and debit card information. And if you would provide that, American Express users, we do have an additional layer of security that has been put on us by American Express. You have to log into Plaid, and then you have to give us permission there to retrieve your transactions. But it's very, very simple. We signed Bishop up in 2 minutes today.
Yeah.
For most of us, and that was me typing your name and your address.
Right.
So if you're the one doing that, it takes about 60 seconds. It's very simple. And we would love to have you as a user. Missionaries are counting on you. And I'm really here today. I want to make sure we fund missionaries of really every apostolic. Yeah. We want to fund missionaries of every apostolic label.
Yeah.
And we're also receiving money from anybody and everybody.
Yeah.
That's what's unique about us, is that we're collecting money from Catholics. I had someone just this last week in our church. She was promoting to all of her friends. She's a new convert, and she was promoting Seed Giver on her Instagram. And so friends that don't even go to church said, how can we be a part of Seed Giver? So anybody can be a part of this. This is a cross-organizational endeavor.
Good.
And we really... Our missionaries are our heartbeat, and so please come along the journey, help us fund it.
Yes, and God will just take anybody's money, and we will too. So sign up and help us. If you're sinning, if you're doing wrong, sign up anyway. We want you. God bless you. Thank you for being with us today.